Regret is kind of a funny thing. Some people say, like, oh, yeah, I have no regrets in my life. Other people say, I regret everything I've done in my life. And I think, yeah, it's a complicated thing. But St. Paul shows us the proper way in which we're supposed to acknowledge what we've done in the past and what Christ's role is in that. Today we celebrate the conversion of St. Paul. St. Paul was guilty of a great many things, up to and including murder, the murder of St. Stephen. And to think of such a radical conversion, falling off his horse, that St. Paul, what would he think of what his past life brought him now? Luckily for us, he writes a lot about it in his epistles. But regret as a Christian is something that is an opportunity. So we look in our past, and if there's nothing in your past that you don't wish that you would have done differently, then maybe you're immaculately conceived like the Blessed Virgin Mary. But unlikely that there's nothing in our past that we would have done differently. However, we live in reality, and we live right now with the choices that we've made in our life. And the beautiful thing about God is he wants to convert those experiences that we've had. If those things remain in the past that we regret, just remain as regret, pure and simple, then they're no good to us. They actually hinder us. But if we look, when we're recollected, when we pray, when we give ourselves a little time for introspection, we allow God to enter into those experiences, he can convert those experiences. And actually, like St. Paul says, where sin abounds, grace abounds all the more. The Lord can take those experiences which were sinful, negative, harmful, and he can actually make them positive experiences. He can actually make them more beautiful. It's a great mystery that he can take something that's evil and turn it into more good. He does this most especially, obviously, with the crucifixion of Christ. He takes the most wicked thing we can imagine, that humanity, we killed Jesus, and by doing so, we were saved. He does that in our own life. When we, so to speak, kill the life of God in our soul, he can take that and save us. And the beautiful thing, as St. Paul shows us, is not only save us, but he can save all those around us as well. That our experiences that we've had in our lives, just like St. Paul's experiences he had in his lives, which weren't always the rosiest, are precisely the ones in which he uses to spread the gospel, to be converted himself and to spread the gospel. Now he can speak to people based on the experiences that he's had. And so when we come here today, we come with all sorts of a history. We come with a history. But that history isn't, we don't have to look back at the things we regret and say, oh man, I wish I wouldn't have done that, but now I'm a totally different person, and now I'm going to go save the world. No, God wants you to use you to help save the world precisely because you've had those experiences, that now because you've fallen in X, Y, or Z, that you have an opportunity to reach a whole new set of people because of those experiences. And so we shouldn't look back on our lives at anything with like pure regret that this isn't redeemable by God. Everything is redeemable by God. But we just have to offer it to him and let him enter into it. And when we pray, he will show us, this is where I was in that situation, and this is where I am now, and this is how I will use that situation. And so the power of conversion is an incredible power, as St. Paul shows us. Sometimes it's very quick, it's very kind of like lightning flash. Other times it's slower, but we can always be even more converted. We can always take a look at our past, not just ourselves, but let God look at our past and show us, how will I use that to save the world through you?